But the big story of the weekend, because you said you didn't watch the Astros.
I didn't, no.
We all know that the offense is still scuffling, but the biggest thing was yesterday's game. Verlander pitches well enough to win again, takes a 1-0 lead into the seventh inning. And then controversy strikes. And I don't know if you had a chance to catch up and see the play, but it really, really ticked me off when I was watching the game. And kudos to the AT&T Sportsnet people, because the guys in the truck had every angle possible to show what happened. But if you missed it, Arizona center fielder, who was player of the month for April in the National League, Pollock, got a hanging breaking ball from Verlander with a runner on first base, hits it off the wall in dead center field. Springer plays it, gets the ball to Correa, and on the relay, the runner from first scores, and Pollock's about to slide into third. Correa makes a throw. Bregman is lined up at the bag where he should be waiting for said throw. It hits Pollock and goes behind Bregman. As Bregman goes to, one, locate the ball, because there's a lot of the umpire is there. He doesn't even know where the ball is at first. You can look at his facial expression and see he's looking to see where is it.
Their feet get tangled up.
Right. And their feet get tangled up a little bit, but then he's stepping away. He's stepping towards the third base coaching box and looking for the ball. And Pollock reaches out and throws his right arm into Bregman to make contact, then gets up and starts darting for the plate. Marwin Gonzalez was very, very astutely aware of what was going on, came all the way over from first base, backed up the play, threw home. They get him. McCann puts the tag on him. They get him at the plate.
Yep.
So the game's going to be 1-1 going to the bottom of the seventh, or the top of the eighth. Instead, the home plate umpire, who's a younger, new umpire, decides that there was interference at third base as Bregman did not allow the runner to proceed. Awards home to Pollock, mm-hmm. Ends up being a 2-1 game, ends up being basically the difference in the game, and the Astros are irate. Hinch is extremely upset after the game, basically called it a BS rule and or interpretation.
Well, my thing is, I'm watching it and I'm looking at it closely here, and I don't think either player did anything intentional.
I disagree.
I mean, I'm watching it. You said Pollock reached out.
Oh, if you can see it, Nick, I think you've seen the angle. The one angle that they get coming from over the first base dugout, you can clearly see that Pollock, and even he somewhat admitted it, that he reaches out to make contact.
I was watching it at a bar, and I actually had an Astros fan right next to me who was obviously a huge Astros fan, and he said that exact same thing, and I looked at it, and I was just like, kinda, yes.
I mean, I'm looking at it right here.
I'm not sure, but I tweeted it out. Like,
that's not the angle you're looking for.
They just both look like they just tangled up. That's why I say that should be a no call.
There's a couple angles, but I don't know which angle that you're looking at. But
it's from behind home plate, looks like, zoomed in, pretty close.
Okay. I mean, it kind of looked like he reached out, but I wasn't sure. I was even talking to the guy next to me. I'm like, it kind of looks like that, but I'm really not sure. That was my exact answer, so I'm not entirely sure. That's why I tweeted out, was that an interference?
Right.
Joel was quick to say no, and someone else on Twitter was also quick to say no. But I couldn't tell.
Blummer to me, that they let him play. Really upset about it as well, as being a very, very bad call.
Yeah, to me, you just have to let him play there. I mean, Alex Bregman has just as much right to go for the ball on that throw, and they just got tangled up. I mean, that happens all the time. If you get tangled up, guess what? You probably shouldn't be running at that point. You should stay on the base. So, yeah, not that it wouldn't matter, because it was just the one run. They lost by two. So that doesn't...
Well, also later in the game, the same home plate umpire, and they showed it how blatantly bad it was. A pitch that was nowhere near the plate, way outside, and Marwin got rung up. I think it was Marwin got rung up on it, too.
Someone gets a third, and that's what led to another RBI that got the... I mean, it probably wouldn't have been a loss by two if that call wasn't made. You know what I mean?
No, it here's what makes it worse, because they didn't score the third run until the eighth inning. That was the sixth inning when they got.
Okay. Here's what makes it worse too. So you know that the umpires have to supply one umpire to a pool of reporters,
right,
that have to answer up to what happened. Crew chief Brian Gorman was that umpire, and he said, and I quote, "It is the type of obstruction where you let the play happen. You don't call it automatically, and you don't call time. You wait as the play develops. And if the obstruction had something to do with the play at the plate, when it happened, then the umpire has the discretion to score the run. If he gets thrown out by 20 feet, you didn't think the obstruction had anything to do with it, he would be out. But the obstruction caused him to delay so much that it caused him to be out at the plate, so we scored the run.